When I was born, I was really innocent and full of hope, full of brotherly love. Then into my life came Mr. Politician and full of hate, full of tribalism and full of hunger, full of tribalism. From the world of dogs, we have a message. We went out hunting and you madly hoodwinked me. It's easy to forgive than to forget. You promised us huge chance of meat if we succeeded in catching the game. I went out and mobilized my entire family. It's true you played a big role, that role of barking at me as I had barked at the antelope, the role of chasing me as I chased the antelope. You shouted, "Shika, Shika," and ended up inviting a market of human beings. They kicked us mercilessly as a way of reminding us that the hunt was over and that it was mealtime. As gentlemanly dogs, we pulled back and remained watching you as you watched them scramble over the same game meat that we dog family fought so hard for. Today you are swollen like inflated balloons. Obesity is killing you. But anyway, you remembered us before you went to bed. You hurled at us some Roman-newered intestines, which you did not want to know whether we accepted or not. We tried to dialogue for bones, but you locked us out. We tried some barking, but from your bed you said, "Let the silly dogs bark. They can't stop us from eating and sleeping." Now that your meat reserve is drained, you start seeing some worth in silly dogs. You start seeing some language in our barking, and you start calling, "Ash, Ash, Ash, come on, Simba." Never, not us this time around. We dogs read from a holy book. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each work of what sort it is. When I was born, I was really innocent and full of hope, full of brotherly love. Then into my life came Mr. Politician and full of hate, full of tribalism and full of hunger, full of tribalism. Some things are better said at night, in the silence of midnight sleep, under the influence of dreams, and your loose tongue will be excused for fire lashing your sleepwalk. Some other things are better done at night, in the darkness of drooping information technology, because in the morning, you'll be ashamed of any move, squeezed of energy and speed, minus of life, glued on the spot like a lightning-struck tree, which stands tall but alone in isolation. Some things are better said at midday, in the noisy streets, and your noise-making will be drowned. The looseness of your tongue will never be known, because in the midnight silence, information technology will record and broadcast the slightest whisper of love restricted to your lover's ears under the privacy of your soundproof bedroom. Some things are better done at midday, and the modern world madness will neutralize your nakedness. Your darting energy will be boosted, because your nakedness at night will be caught unawares, exposed by sunrise at midnight or focus of world cameras. Come daybreak, they climb podiums, shouting and announcing how holy and angelic they are. At night, however, they vanish below the podiums, lighting fires of hate, spiking ethnic hatred, and planting death. The monster is here with us, majestically marching in our hunting party, assisting us hunt for the killer monster, there is a fire. We extinguish smoke from the political stage of mudslinging politics, fueling more ethnic animosity, and fire keeps burning. We are fat and tall. We can't roll to the dark corners below the stage. We can't go where the real fire burns. We employ services of a snake to extinguish the real fire. Tribal bagiosis, themselves big snakes, whose ethnic chiefdomships, whose devilish and selfish egos we must always protect, arming to the teeth, machetes and gun, stones and arrows, fake money and rigged ballot boxes, and death, as themselves they wallow in their riches, as we succumb to poverty, not again. When I was born, I was really innocent and full of hope, full of brotherly love. Then into my life came Mr. Politician, and full of hate, full of tribalism, and full of hunger, full of tribalism. You told us to vote when actually there was no need. You told us to shake hands when you knew very well that your iron fists were unclenchable. You stole our victory and then went champagne popping. You told us to go to war as you went for a handshake. You sent us to the battlefront as you headed to church. As we strangled one another, you embraced and hugged. They shot us dead, then went for pay rise. As we headed to the IDP camps, you headed to the big house and then closed the door behind you. You say authoritatively, we must never look in the past. We must never look behind. You look forward to getting richer, and we look forward to getting poorer, and the gap widens. When every other nightfall means rest and conjugal rights, to us nightfall means another chilling cold. When every other little drizzle means another flood, you always only think of another election. When I pray for manna from heaven, you budget for floor sanding your toilets with gold. I don't have shoes due to unavoidable circumstances. They amputated my leg because I voted out their man by voting in our man, and that is you. Mami gave birth to two siblings, and that is us. By bringing hairs to the world, she planted a deeply rooted groundwork, that which draws waters from the deep seas, deep below the land of the living, where the dead resides in sound silence. Mami planted a giant tree, that whose roots draws waters from the underseas, that whose stem leads waters to the land of the living, that whose leaves distributes moisture to the winds, up and up the highlands, highlands owned by these inhuman beings, where the rainmaking takes place. When finally the rain falls, the big tree advises young little ones, I own it all. Pull back. Stay back and keep your safe distance as I drink, or else I crush you to death. Of the shadow of the big tree, young plants wither. With satisfaction and richness of nutrients, the big tree swells into a giant host that hosts 1 billion bird and insect species. Due to age and weakened tendons, overweight and unexpected storm, the superpower host loses balance and falls, crushing half of the 1 billion bird and insect species it hosted, crushing 1 million tree species nearest it, bringing to an end one chapter. Half of the little tree species that kept distance, however, survive. Half of the surviving bird and insect species flies away to an unknown destination. Due to exhaustion and lack of landing ground, they die along their flight. The final quarter bird and insect species hovers around in persistence. When finally the mayhem dust settles down, they as well settle on the tallest of the surviving small trees. With the completion of one circle of collapse, begins another circle of reform. Our round world going round and around in circles of accusations and counter-accusations. The ever-unending blame game being played at the corruption supersport complex that is our parliament. When I was born, I was really innocent and full of hope, full of brotherly love. Then into my life came Mr. Politician, and full of hate, full of tribalism, and full of hunger, full of tribalism. Baba gave us a palm full of soil and said, "Take this, my son, I give you this. Have this and own it. Control this and be the man. Listen to me, my son, and watch my steps. Open your eyes and open your ears. Listen, hear, and understand." Baba gave me a palm full of mud and said, "Take this, my son, and identify. It gives a sense of belonging and identity. Because of this, blood flowed freely. Out of the man's blood, men fattened. Because of this, sweat oozed. Out of man's sweat, men fattened. Identify and be the man." Baba gave me a palm full of earth and said, "Take this, my son, and keep it safely. I hand this to you, my son. Protect it from grabbers and grab it from looters, that you might one day die in peace. Fight not over land, but fight those who fight over land. Never shed blood over land. And if you shed blood over land, may I tell you, my son, that same land will down and swallow you. Never divide your siblings amongst God's land. Divide God's land amongst your siblings, for the sake of order and peace, that is." Baba picked a palm full of soil, which he handed over to me, then said, "Take this, my son, and exercise patience. I give this to you. Identify and belong. Keep it safely away from darkness, away from the lustful eyes of a hyena. Keep my word, son. It's dark outside. Stay indoor till daybreak. The night might be longer, but at the end of a dark night, God sends the mighty sun, the living sun, to light the world and scare away hyenas. It's then that you'll go out and shout your remonstration." Baba gave me ashes and painfully said, "My son, it might not be easy. I send you out to the jungle. Trudge the thorny paths, and in the desert, drink from your own bowels. Go remonstrate, shout out. You will be the man, much coveted and adored." It was said by politicians, "Women can never and must never bathe in front of us because of their delicate nature. Move downstream." It was said by those politicians downstream, "Women can never and must never bathe in front of us because of their delicate nature. Further move downstream." It was said by those men further downstream, "Women can never and must never bathe in front of us due to their delicate nature. Move further down to the ocean." It was said by the crocodiles, "Here down at the ocean, women are free to bathe in front of us, to swim and to mingle with us, that which women did, but unfortunately, they never came back home." Men shouted the loudest, cursing the crocodiles for munching our mothers, wives and daughters, for eating our equals, for killing our helpers, for chewing our halves. May I tell you, brothers and sisters, I was once lost in my dream, trapped like a caged rat inside my two-bedroom bungalow, unable to find my way out to the living room where 40 visitors were dining and whining, dancing and seducing, shouting and gossiping, consulting and fighting a pseudo-fight over the house mistress. Only that I did not know how to wake up from my sleep, find my way out to the living room, become the 41st visitor, then go back to sleep and enjoy my dream. Because even when I woke up, the reality was so harsh and confusing. I did not even have a bungalow, just a small shanty that I temporarily owned on behalf of our landlord. Rainy seasons were dusty, summer seasons were muddy and slippery, cold nights were scorching, sunny days were chilling, sunsets were to the east, sun rose from the west, clear blue skies were clouded with blood. But when I went back to sleep, I ended up in a jungle, and the plunge was bottomless. I became hungry and angered by the bumper harvest in that sea of darkness. I went picking wild fruits in a reformed harvest when a leopard charged at me. I didn't have speed. The beast was closing in on me. Only that I did not know how to wake up from my sleep, fight the leopard, then go back to sleep and enjoy my dream. Listen to me, countrymen. Listen, brothers and sisters. Every so often back in the village, an antelope would dash out of Kimori Hills for some fresh grass, herbs and natural vitamin D. It would be seen and shouts would ring the air. Men hurriedly sharpened their spears and machetes. They converged in a one determined hunting party, 100 or so men, accompanying a pair dozen or so dogs, barking dangerously and howling angrily, each trying to outdo the other in speed, chasing a single antelope. The antelope would be caught, free for all would then follow. Dogs kicked mercilessly on the posterior and sent to the back, men hitting one another so hard, hands chopped off, men of their class grieving and fighting, scrambling over a kilogram of meat, homeowners going back home, dragging the family bull to the market, raising funds for settling hospital bills. When I was born, I was really innocent and full of hope, full of brotherly love. Then into my life came Mr. Politician, and full of hate, full of tribalism, and full of hunger, full of tribalism. Again, listen to me, countrymen, and listen good. Further down the hill, along the path to the river, off the main road, and into the forest, there was a large motor vehicle shell left behind by the fleeing colonialists, complete with four rims minus tires, metal seats without cushions, windows without panes, and a steering wheel that turned slightly on excess application of effort. As small children, we gathered here all afternoons, playing driver-passenger game, many a times reaching an agreement after a fist fight while choosing a driver, but all the same, an agreement was reached. Whoever lost in the fight was always obligated to either take a back seat as a passenger, alight and find solace elsewhere, or liaise with the driver as a co-driver. As a co-driver, you always had a say in the passenger vetting process. You made the seating arrangements. You also made friends, because tomorrow was also another day. Those you allowed in today supported your aspirations next day. Instead of being lone rangers, we learned how to succeed collectively, accept defeat by failing intelligently and getting up from our falls full hand. Just had we remembered our early childhood philosophy, we could have not slaughtered our neighbors. The year 2007-2008 could have not been that dark, because tomorrow was so fast here. When I was born, I was really innocent and full of hope, full of brotherly love. Then into my life came Mr. Politician, and full of hate, full of tribalism, and full of hunger, full of tribalism.